You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
His name was Abraham, Ken Abraham, and then Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. Then we see his name was changed. But the only one that his name was not changed was Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu, his name stayed the same and was not changed. And the reason is, what's the reason? I'm sorry?
It's good to laugh, so don't change.
Fine, but Yaakov also, has his own message. I'm sorry? Why his name was not changed? Yitzhak? Ah. So who named Yitzhak's name?
Hashem
told Avraham Avinu that you're going to have a son and his name is going to be Yitzhak. So if Hashem gave him a name, so obviously...
Completed their name, but this guy was completed already from the beginning.
Now, Ribono Shel Olam informed Abraham Avinu what the name of the baby is going to be. So now, if Hashem named him, so then obviously you don't change. That's one of the explanations. The other matter here is that we see there was a case that came about as far as the wells. That is brought that Yitzhak Avinu dug a few wells. That these wells actually was originated by his father, Abraham Avinu. And then the Pelishtim, they filled it up by sand. So what did he do? Yeah, he redug the wells and gave him a name. What name he gave? How did he name the wells? Type? Where did he get these names from?
From the altercation between the wine.
So now we are informed, actually he renamed them exact name that his father gave. He didn't change the name. So the name stayed the same. So first of all, why Avraham Avinu had to come up with these wells? What was his intention? Why do you dig a well? Why did he want to stay?
Did he want to stay there, make a comment?
So now here, one message here is that, like, when you're told to buy something for your wife, was that a shame? So what do you need to do?
We need to buy a
No, you have to make a reminder. The people, they have many sources of to be reminded, like on their phone. They have a reminder to take care of their things. Why? Because you forget. So you have an appointment, Is that a shame to have to go talk to the caterer for wedding? I mean, so you have to make a reminder. Why? Because you forget. So now more so, to remind yourself that you have to have emunah, so that's the hardest thing. Because people, when things come up, they become cold, they become weak, then they don't have strength, they don't want to go on, they lose hope. So here, one thing Avraham is teaching us, that to remind people, you know, you have to have emunah, you have to be strong. You know, you can preach and, you know, keep telling them, but when matters come up, you receive a letter, you know, something breaks, you know, something happens, then you collapse. So now here, Avraham is teaching us, so now, obviously, when they would go to the well, they knew there was somebody here. That he made an effort to dug this well. So why did he dug a well? How come, like let's say, he didn't plant a tree or make a building? You know, he could do many other things and put names on it. Why well? They didn't have water then? What's that? No, you're talking about nations, you know, non-Jews. Pelishtim, talking about Pelishtim. So now, he wanted to tell him, actually, you know, the well is a very fascinating thing because the water flows up. It's an unbelievable thing. So he wanted to tell him that actually the well reminds you that things could happen above the nature, just like the water flows up, and you never expect it. Things in life, exactly the same thing. You actually, you know, when the circumstances, it's not promising, then you sank, you go under the ground. But here the well is teaching you that, no, that's not so. The water is able to come up. So now, this way, people would have a reminder that, you know, the one that dug this well was a very special person. They threw him in the furnace, he came out, and then he became of Hamon Goyim. So now, this way, people will remember, you know, don't lose hope, go on. Now you have to have, you know, hope. No matter what. So now here, so people, they filled it up. Why? Because we believe that who's in charge? We're in charge. We go to work, we make money. We get in a car, we drive. We go to the market and we buy. So that means their mentality was, what are you talking about? We do everything. What do you mean? You know, Hashem is in charge. So they filled it up. So now Yitzchak Avinu comes and then he redug the well. And he named it the same thing. Why? Because always, you know, when you see there's a new owner, you see a big banner in front of the store. What does it say on the banner?
Under
new management. What does it mean?
The previous one was no good.
So whatever that he did before, it was no good. You know, I know how to do it. Under new management. That's how our attitude here is. You know, I know what to do. You don't know what to do. I'm expert. You know, but here in Yitzchak Avinu, when he brought the well back to work, he named it the same thing. Why? Because that people would be misunderstood, you know, that has happened in the past, that God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, was not right. See, our attitude today here, we see our clothing has changed, the name has changed, you know, people, they name their kids, you know, after birds, after flowers, after perfume, you know,
somebody, I have a patient, his name is Everest.
Everest, yeah, right. Refuah Shelema. So we, you know, it's all modern. As you know, it's very interesting in Hebrew term, modern and midron, it's very close. But you know what midron means? Downhill. Downhill. So modern and midron is exactly the same thing. So that means people, like, they're going downhill. Why? Because they're inventing new things. That, what does it mean? That our heritage, Hazur Shalom, you know, is not good enough for us now. Oh, it was the old time. It was from the time of the trumpet. How do you say it? Exactly. Ahd Buk, they call it. Yeah. Yeah. It's from time of the trumpet. Yeah. Now we know what to do. But here Yitzhak Avinu is teaching us, no. Whatever that the heritage has been, you have to follow. And not only that, back to our first question. Why his name was changed? Because he explained, because Yitzhak Avinu, when he redug the wells, he didn't change it. So Hashem could give him a new name. Even Yaakov, who named Yaakov Avinu? Who named Yaakov Avinu?
He named
who?
Esau.
No. Who named Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov. The Yaakov. Who named him? Hashem named Yaakov. The name Yaakov, actually, Hashem named him. But he changed his name. He named him Israel. So Yitzhak would be the same thing. But he didn't change it. Why? Because when Yitzhak Avinu did not make it no patent for the well, he could have said, I did it. I made a new well. It didn't exist. I redacted it. I made it to work. So I couldn't give him a new name. But he said, no. Whatever my Abba did, we do the same thing. And he named it the same thing. So because he did not come up with a new patent, so Ribbono Shel Olam kept his name. Ramban Zatzal brings a beautiful thing. He says, actually, these three wells represents the Bate HaMikdash. So now here, the first one was, what was the name of the first one? Eser. What does Eser mean? Hit'atzerbu imo, he says. That means a battle, right? So Ramban Zatzal brings that the first Beit HaMikdash, unfortunately, was destroyed because of the three wrongdoing that they committed. That was adultery and committed murder. And then the second one, he named it Sitna. So what is Sitna means? Sitna. That represents the Sinat Chinam. So the second time that this was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam. The third one that he dug, what was the name? Rehovot. So now the third one is like a Rehov, it's a very continuous pattern. And that's the third Beit HaMikdash. There's going to be Lol Me'ad, is going to be stay. So now here, actually the pattern is very interesting. That the wells that is above the nature and you know it flows up, actually represents the Bate HaMikdash. So they'll explain actually in any process in life, these three matters happens. What does it mean? You know, you go back and forth, you argue, and then what happens? People, they cause hatred, and then dislikeness, and then they depart. And then they distance from one another. That happens in every relationship. Spouse, parents, kids, neighbors, friends. That's what all this happens. But here we see in the end, it turns to Rehobot. What does it mean? That you realize that whatever that you actually wasted your time, why argue? Then you cause hatred. Then you realize in the end, ay, 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 why I had to go through this? I could have act more maturely. I could have be able to find a solution, and then I would not put myself in through such a pain. So that's what we're going through at this moment. Why? Because at the first and second Beit HaMikdash, actually, we were not a good contractor. They built and it was destroyed. And that's what people do in their life. They build and then they destroy it. And then they realize, ay, 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 why I went through this? Why did I do this? What was my head? And this is like exactly digging a well, right? You dig and dig and dig. What do you see? What do you see? Nothing! You dig more, what do you see?
Yeah.
Nothing! Then you dig more? Nothing! You say, ay, 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 I'm wasting my time. Forget it. It's not worth it. Then you dig a little more, then what do you see?
Water.
Ah, you see the water. And that's how in life is. See, you dig and dig and dig, you know, about your kids, about your family. And then you see, what's the use? And there's so many tefillot, there's so many tehillim, try to work it out. So what's the use? But that's the whole point. But you dig a little bit more because it's hidden down there. You have to, you know, there's a therapy you heard about, the Kleenex therapy. You never heard about it?
No.
This is a very, very great patent in psychology. It's called Kleenex therapy. You never heard about it?
Maybe.
No?
We hear the
egg topic. No, sorry. Now, when you open up a Kleenex, you know, how do you use it?
You pull it out.
So you pull it out, and then what happens?
The other one also is coming.
It doesn't come. So now, like let's say when you get to the half, then you pull, what happens?
Falls back in.
What happens?
Falls back in.
But the next one comes out?
Not that.
No. What happens? In the beginning, right, when you pull it, the next one comes.
Yeah.
But when you get to the middle, what happens?
Put your finger in and take
Chazaku baro. That's what the life is all about. At the beginning, everything is nice, fine, easy. But when when you get to the middle, what is it? Disappeared. What do you have to do?
Dig.
Have to dig. You like the therapy?
Yeah,
that's a copyright. You know. But don't lose hope. There's something hidden there. But what do you have to do? You have to pull it out. You have to pull it out. And he's scared. Is that a shame? That Ashbaruch Hu gives the koach and siyata d'shmaya and chokhmah to be able to pull the Kleenex out. And don't lose hope. There's something hidden there.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.